Praise the Lord. Message number 273. The title of the message, Preparation for Godly Marriage, Part 10. And we speak here about the marriage of the Hebrews midwives. Let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 1. And let's read from verse 15 to verse 21. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shifra and Puah, when you are helping the Hebrew woman during the childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see that the baby is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, He gave them families of their own. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. We bless you, we magnify you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that you always sent to your church to help us and to guide us and to lead us to abide with your will and with your plan. Let this message of yours will be a good teaching and a guidance for your people, to teach them the way to live, the way they will conduct their life and their living in the fear of yours, so that your blessing will flow in their life. And I pray those who fear you and those who live in obedience and in the humility of yours, let them have families and bless them. Those who stand with you, bless them, O Lord. I pray that the message will give a clear solutions and clear answers to certain questions. Oh God, I pray, use this message to bring the harvest and the desire of yours that you send this word shall be fulfilled. Oh Lord, take this message and make it reach those who need this word of yours and those who are waiting to hear. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The desire to marry is a godly desire, especially those who are planning to marry. They have a noble purpose in their heart and mind to do, and that noble purpose is to raise up godly children. The purpose of marriage is all about raising godly generation. In this passage that we have read from the book of Exodus, we are speaking about the midwives who were doing God's will, and because they did God's will, they feared the Lord. God giving them families and houses for their own. Why God give them families? Because, as we have read, they fear God. And how we can link their fear of the Lord with what we spoke, the purpose of marriage to raise up godly children, is that as they spare the life of the Hebrew children, God discerned that these women, they understood His will And they knew that God, as He is giving the Israelite children, He wants those children to live, the boys' children to live, so that a mighty army for the Lord would be raised up. As we have read that the midwives were commissioned by Pharaoh to execute every male baby where the Hebrew women are delivering. When they will see on their stool, they are sitting to help the woman to deliver. When they will see a male baby boy, they will execute him. You know, the scriptures speak that the midwives are called Hebrew midwives. But these Hebrew midwives, they are not Hebrews, they were Egyptians. They were Egyptian women. Because if they were Hebrews in origin, Pharaoh would not expect from them to be loyal toward him. Pharaoh would not expect that they would be barbarous toward their Hebrew fellow. But the midwives, they were Egyptian. That's why Pharaoh was expecting that they would connive with him, they would agree with him, they would condone with him his sin. But indeed, these Egyptian midwives, they were pious, they were godly in their disobedience to the commands of Pharaoh. They disobeyed him, they did not put to death the Hebrews, boys, babies, the newborn, male babies, because they fear God. And they disobeyed Pharaoh because the command of Pharaoh was contrary to the command of God. The same when Peter and John said to the Jews, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him, you be the judges. So here, the two midwives, those Egyptian women, they fear God and they listen to the Lord, and they did not listen or hearken or obey the commands of Pharaoh. And God, as the fear of the Lord was ruling in their hearts, the Lord gave them wisdom how to answer Pharaoh. When Pharaoh asked him, "What you have done, why you let the boys live?" They answer him in verse 19. The midwives answer Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive." You know, such kind of answer of the midwives to Pharaoh had given him a conclusion, and they conclude to him that the quick delivery of the Hebrew woman was an indication that the finger of God is behind all that was going on, and that the Lord was helping the Hebrew woman and enabling them to deliver their babies quickly. You know, the two midwives, they were shrewdly showing Pharaoh that the Hebrew women were favored by heaven in their quick birth process. These midwives, they were fearing the Lord, and their stand in fearing the Lord were persistent stand. Not only one day or 2 days, along the process of delivery. These two Hebrews midwives, these Egyptian women, Hebrew midwives, they were assigned to assist the Hebrew women. And they were steadfast and did not give way for any new male-born baby to be executed. Up to the point that the project of Pharaoh of putting to death at the time of delivery every male born baby was failed. Therefore, Pharaoh gave public order to all his people to drown all the new male born of the Hebrews. When they continue disobey him and persistently answering him that before we arrive they are delivered, in such a situation there were no male born baby was put to death. Along the way they were working, these two Hebrew midwives, these Egyptian women who are the Hebrew midwives, they were along the way working with God. They were persistent in their fear of the Lord. That's why God considered them and gave them families and houses for their own. That service that was done was rewarded, and God repaid him kindness for that. When the Hebrews, when these midwives kept up the families of the Israelites and their houses intact, in reward and recompense for it, God made for them houses. Because they feared God, He made them houses for their own. For their piety, for their persistence in perseverance with the Lord most likely allowed them to be married to Israelites, and Hebrews families were built up by them. These Hebrews midwives, both of them Egyptians, the meaning of them is, the first one is Shifra, and the Hebrew word meaning of it is fear. And the meaning of Pua is splendid. If we take the meaning of fear and get another meaning of it is, the meaning of it is just, reasonable, fair-minded, impartial, non-discriminatory, and even-handed. That is the meaning of Shifra. And the meaning of Pua is splendid, and the other meaning of splendid is superb, impressive, marvelous, wonderful, fabulous, super, and magnificent. You know, if you put together the meaning of Shifra and Pua together, then you will get a wonderful combination. You can get this kind of combination. I'm putting word from Shifra and word from Pua, word from fair and word from splendid. I can put before these combinations: just, superb, reasonable, impressive, fair-minded, marvelous, impartial, wonderful, non-discriminatory, fabulous, even-handed, magnificent. You know, when you speak about the fear of God, the people who fear God ultimately will be going to do marvelous things. Reasonable, impressive, fair-minded, marvelous, impartial, wonderful, though this is kind things in their life for the Lord. And for sure the Lord will award such kind of people who fear Him, and God sure will award you as you continue to fear Him and live in the fear of the Lord in whatever decision and whatever step you take in your life. And God will sure build for you houses and families as He built to the Hebrews midwives. To live in the fear of the Lord is mandatory and important preparatory requirement for godly marriage. Out of the fear of God, these midwives, they worked hard to save the male children of the Israelites from being executed. They were so willing to stand with God to save the generation of the Israelites from the hand of the enemy. More than that, the midwives perceive that God is with the Israelites in multiplying them in spite of all the persecution and the bad treatment they were receiving. Somebody will say, how they were able to disobey Pharaoh and stand with the Israelites. Actually, they have discernment, and when they look to the heavens, as we can read in Exodus chapter 1, if you read from verse 7 to verse 14, and sure these Hebrew midwives, they were observant of what is going on. Let's read it then. From what we read, then you can conclude certain things. The same conclusion this Hebrew woman, they were able to grasp. That's why they were easily persuaded that they need to stand with God against Pharaoh. Let's read Exodus chapter 1, verse 7 to verse 14. But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them. Sure, they were able to see that the land was full of them, and they knew that they are not a long period in the land, not like the Egyptian. Then the new king, to whom Joseph meant nothing, came to power in Egypt. A new king came, does not know Joseph. Verse 9, look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become far too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous, and if war breaks out, will join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country. Verse 11, so they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor, and they built Pithom and Ramses as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and suppressed. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with harsh labor in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the field. In all their harsh labor, the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly. So here, the Egyptians were persecuting the Hebrews, and the Hebrews were persecuted. But what we also observe, the more they were persecuted, the more they were increasing in number. So the Hebrews midwives, when they saw that the Hebrews are persecuted, but their number are increasing, therefore they discerned that God was there in the life of his people, in the life of the Israelites. They were able to see that God was multiplying and increasing the number of his people, and therefore they decided themselves to side with the mission of God and stood with him to bless and multiply his people. And as the Lord saw their faithfulness in this matter, he blessed them with families of their own. They discerned that God is with them, so they decided to disobey the commands of Pharaoh, because they can see that God is supporting their mission to multiply in Egypt. You know, the fear of God in the life of Hebrews midwives, we can learn from it that to fear God is to stand firm for the cause and the purpose of God. Also, to fear God is to be willing to take risk and do what God wants you to do. To fear God is to feel also the suffering of His people who are under suffering and under persecution, and to be part and to be integrated with the plan that God has for them. The Hebrews midwives, those Egyptian lady, Shifra and Puah, were willing to be integrated and willing to suffer, willing to be even persecuted, to be part with, of the plan of God that He has for His people. And for this reason, God also did His part and blessed them with families. I pray that the message will give you understanding and wisdom. To fear God is one of the preparatory things and mandatory things for you to have godly family, godly marriage, and godly children later on. Let's pray. God, we thank you. Then, Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, I learned good things from your word today. Teach me to be fearful to you, living in your wills, doing my part, standing firm, be willing to suffer and be willing to be persecuted along your people. Lord, as I persevere in that, give me family and house of my own. Lord, I pray for each and every brother and sister who pray from his heart and who commit his life to go along and in accord with your word, to live in the fear of the Lord, to stand with God and with his people, to be willing to suffer. Lord, I pray you reward this brother and sister. You reward your people who are willing to do your will in full. Thank you for the word that you send us. Use this message to draw people near to you, O God. I pray that you would take the message and bring it to those people who are in need of this word of yours, and those who are waiting to hear this message. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.